Yeah, Jim, way up for me at the Space Agency.
Mr. James Webb, 2190.
You through?
Now you tell them that we discussed our upcoming conference with Earhart and Pearson, located in the President Bailey.
He'll be right with you.
Thank you.
And the report, your portal office.
What kind of commitments did Kennedy and you make to Hubert Humphrey on this Muro thing out in the Midwest?
I made none, and you remember I told you there was a little problem about that when we were talking about Cape Kennedy and... Excuse me, sir. What happened was this. Excuse me. I've had a real bad cold, and...
You quit getting those colds. This is about the third one you've had, and first place you're overworking. Second thing, you don't know how to take care of yourself. You're supposed to be out here and be a big gardener. You buy you at People Drugstore tonight a bottle of all vitamins, got all kind of vitamins, and every morning you get up, you take one, and every night and you go to bed, take one. You won't ever have a cold. I haven't had one in 7 years because Herman Talmadge told me that.
Well, I went to New York, made 3 speeches for you yesterday, and got back at 1 o'clock last night. I tell you what happened. As you remember, I told you the president had given me freedom of choice. I said we ought to put that Boston Center right in the budget, go up there and carry it as a straight-up recommendation with no tomfoolery about it. Everybody began to raise a fuss, particularly Congressman Koth from out in Minnesota. He came charging up here to me one day saying that, by golly, if I didn't tell him that this was just politics in the Boston kind, that he'd walk right out of my office and never speak to me again. That kind of bitterness. And I sat down and reasoned with him. I said, this is a proper thing for the thing. If you don't believe it, I'll take you right to the president and let him tell you, which I did. And Koth made a sort of obnoxious up there. But then they engaged in an effort, he and McCarthy and Humphrey, to say this thing should be split up into about 8 parts and one of them should go to Minneapolis.
What can we do for him now? Anything?
Well, I don't know.
I met with all the governors, all the senators, the whole outfit, and they got to have something in the Midwest. They say you've got all the sciences and the Doris Fleeson because you want to keep her off of you. You've given Dan Kimmel and Jerry Wiesner and Seaborg. You all have divided this thing up between the East and the West.
I'm doing everything I can to move toward the Midwest.
What can we tell them that we can do for them?
Well, let me be sure you've got this in your mind, because it's really important with the Kennedys, you see, particularly Bobby and this.
I'm for the Kennedys having what they want in Boston. Now, what can we do for the Midwest, though?
Well, the thing, though, that is troublesome here is that I think President Kennedy did lead Humphrey to...
No question about that.
Yeah, But I went back after they told me this, and I asked him the direct question, did you make a commitment to split part of this off in Boston? And he told me directly he did not, but he wanted something else done for him if we could.
Well, now what can you do?
That's where we are.
What can you do for him?
I don't know. They want about a $3 or $4 million facilities proposal.
$4 million this year and 170 over 6 years.
Yeah, all right. Now,
they wanted just like that when you got it at Chicago.
Now, however, the budget for 1965 under the Johnson-Webb economy drive for space has got $0 for facilities for 1965.
That's right. Now, what did you do about that 500? You said the other day you'd cancel a bunch of those. Did you find out you hadn't canceled them?
I found out the budget director had already taken account
of them. That's exactly what I thought. Yeah. I knew damn well you wouldn't save me a dime. I'm going to make you budget director, and I'm going to run the Space Administration myself, and then we'll get a balanced budget.
I want you to retire me to the sideline so
no,
I
I'm
can watch you in operation.
No, sir. I'm going to make you budget director.
So you... Well, I've done that for him, you know. I've cut right straight down. I told him, when you looked me in the eye and said you want this $1 under $5 billion, let's do it. And he said, well, he would do it, but he wanted to be absolutely sure you didn't hurt yourself. I've sent you a letter this morning on the $141 million for manned space flight, and we're right at the edge where if we don't put that in, we're going to have to say that we've slipped out of this decade. If you put it in, we can say we got a fighting chance. And so far as I'm personally concerned, you know, I want to do what you want. I just don't want to, you know, leave you in a doubt as to what you're thinking.
Can we do it in this decade if we get elected next year and accelerate it a little bit by having 4,999,099?
I just like to be in a... I showed the budget director.
You think that little extra couple hundred dollars is going to make the difference?
I think it may because.
Well, we'll be here, Jim. If we get elected this year, we'll be here 4 years.
And it ain't going to make so much difference whether you do it
one month or one night. Yes, sir. If you don't pass civil rights bill and you don't pass tax bill, you can't do it. And I don't see any hope of passing either one right now. That's my honest judgment. I'm just so disappointed that Kennedy worked at the tax bill for a year, and it's in worse shape than anything I ever saw, and I can't do it in a month. And Harry Byrd and Everett Dirks and them are not the slightest interested in doing anything about it. And the civil rights bill is going to be out of the House, and we'll have to intercept it, and they'll start filibustering. Dick Russell's got the votes where you cannot put cloture on, so the tax bill will get behind the civil rights bill, and your civil rights will be defeated, and at that time it'll be too late for taxes, and I'll go to the country with nothing.
Well,
I'm trying to get a budget down where I can get a tax bill with it, and I'm not having much luck.
Here's what I would do. I would put the $141 million in the new obligation and instruct the budget director and me, which I proposed to him, not to let the expenditures go above $5 billion and estimate them slightly under $5 billion. Then when I go up to testify in Congress, they would say, this is a low estimate on expenditures. I'd say, but in view of the further cutbacks and the rearrangements of the program, we are handling this on a basis that will keep these expenditures down, but we can plan on the basis of the new obligation.
You ought to dictate me a two-paragraph memo saying that, so I'll have it personally and I'll remember it. Because I would just give me a two-paragraph. Don't sign it. Just put it on white paper so I can read it as my own.
Who shall I give it to?
Give it to Walter Jenkins, office.
Well, you bear in mind that I have suggested to the budget director, and he doesn't much want to do this.
That's all right.
He wants to be real honest about it.
I understand that. I'll be honest by keeping him down. I understand. That's why I told you. Now then, tell me, what do we do about the Humphrey, McCarthy, Proxmire, Nelson, the whole Midwest area? I do think it's the West and the East screwing them to death. You know it, too.
I would tell them that
I've told them, but what I do, that's what they want. How much can we give them out there? Can you give them something or anything that they can put in that...
There's not a single federal installation... we can beef up those universities out there steadily, and I have already made one of my first grants out there, but if they say, can we promise them a federal installation, I don't see any way in the world to do it.
All right.
But I think we've got to make them realize they must stay with you and me, and by golly, that's their hope of getting somewhere.
Well, but they say that they got to have it now, and I've spent all morning with them, and it's the third meeting I've had now. And I think the president had implied to Humphrey that he'd go along, and the poor president's not here. And Humphrey's the best thing we got up there. And I just hate to go into that accelerator, $170 million.
Yeah, that's not the best use of the money, but again, I'm not the best judge of that. If we could get, here is the only hope I see if the budget stays the way it is, and I agree with you, you got to do this. I've been around in four or five places, including New York yesterday, and you were making a 10 strike with what you're doing. Now, I think that we have one hope. I have some reprogramming authority, which I can exercise with the consent of the committees in Congress. They've cut me to where, instead of having two accounts, they put it into 23 and said, you can't transfer funds between these without our approval. Now, if we can get this budget through early in the session, I think in reprogramming some money, I could get Clint Anderson and the others to go along with us. But there's no way that I know of to do it except by such a thing. And there will be some of them up there raising a big fuss, like Symington. They'll say, why are you doing it there, not doing it for me, you see? And he'll be the chairman of the committee if anything happens to Clint. It'll be difficult, but it is doable through a reprogramming of some funds and having the university itself submit us a proposal that we can agree to.
Can you find $100,000 or so some reason to soup up Minnesota and Wisconsin while we're doing that later on in the year where I can get them off howling off this $170 million? And she'd take $200,000 out of your North Carolina wife's funds and put part of $100,000 in Madison and $100,000 in Minnesota and let them advertise it in Bella and talk big about it while we're trying to get some little something reprogrammed. For your old friend, a dear old friend.
I'd do anything in the world you tell me to do. We've got to
look at it, and then let's talk about it on Sunday.
Right.
Because I've got to go, and I've got a 1 o'clock meeting in there. Pierce Salinger stuck his head in the door and wants me to come running with a bunch of ABC officials, and I've got to see this Humphrey and get him off my neck. And you just look and see what you can do for Madison, Wisconsin, and University of Minnesota that might give me a little leverage until we can find something we can reprogram.
I'll do that.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.